You're listening to a message delivered at the Fountains, a United Methodist Church in Fountain Hills, Arizona.
When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the tree. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.
We gather today mindful of the many times we have professed our readiness to be followers of Jesus, to be salt of the earth, to be light in the world. We acknowledge the daunting challenge of this profession in a society in which we live, with its economic systems that impoverish and disempower people, and its political systems that seem to favor the rich to get richer and the earth to become poorer. We remember that Jesus encountered in his days systems just as unjust as those we experience in our day, and who surely felt powerless to change anything on his own. So today we turn our hearts and our minds to his message, to his hopes and his dreams, to his ardent desire for a better society.
I want to see you.
give thanks for the sage called Jesus of Nazareth, gatherer of unlikely folk, teller of stories, breaker of bread, pourer of wine, compassionate weaver of lives. In his life, wisdom, stories, and vision, we recall the words he spoke to call forth in us love, care, and respect for one another. And we believe that that same spirit of life that came to visibility in Jesus yearns for visible expression in us. On Good Friday, we remember a man who had dreams, who had those dreams shattered, who needed time to think and pray, who knew he was likely to die for what he believed, a man of extraordinary religious insight, a man who did die a cruel death. On Good Friday, we look at the cross and we remember the betrayal of friendships and its consequences, the casual cruelty of Roman authority and execution, and how unreliable others proved to be in a crisis. On Good Friday, may we also remember that religious bigotry, cruelty, and unreliability are still a part of our everyday lives. May this story, this day of darkness, remind us to not turn away, to not avoid contact with the hurting, or close our eyes before suffering, or maintain anger or hatred, or say untruthful things for the sake of personal interest, or remain silent in the face of injustice. On Good Friday, a day of darkness, may we remember. At the start of Holy Week, we focus on Jesus, human like us, a man with a dream for a better world, a man of extraordinary courage, a man on a journey to the end of his life, a man willing to die for what he believed in, a man who knew he would never see his dream fulfilled, a man who had to trust that those who came after him would keep his dream alive.
Oh.
Our prayer today is a prayer of resolve, a prayer of determination, that we, each one of us, will do whatever we can, however small, in whatever way, to bring the real dream of Jesus to fruition in our lives and in our world today.
Thanks for listening to this week's Applying It to Life from the Fountains. For more information on our faith community or to support this outreach with a donation, be sure to visit us online at www.reachtouchteach.com.